It has been another chaotic day in London. This morning, police chased a man in a thick coat through a South London subway station and shot him dead in front of stunned commuters. Police say the shooting is directly linked to their expanding anti-terrorist operations. They've also released photos of four men they urgently want to question in relation to the latest subway bombings yesterday. Ian Blair, the head of London's Metropolitan Police, urged people to remain calm.
We know that there are rumours sweeping London, and I really do appeal for people to listen to the facts as they emerge.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins me now. Mary Louise, let's first of all try to make sense of what appears to be a very fast-moving investigation. First, the shooting this morning, which they say is directly connected to their terrorist operation. What more do we know?
What we know is this was a young man. We're told he was of Asian appearance. He was shot and was pronounced dead at the scene. As you say, the police are saying this is directly linked to ongoing operations. They say they do sincerely regret any death, but that this man had challenged and refused to obey police instructions. And at this point, that's all they're saying. That's all we know. Ian Blair, the head of the London Metropolitan Police, as you just heard, they're also urging calm and emphasizing police are not targeting any community. I presume this is in response to a lot of concerns that are being raised today by Muslim leaders in London over whether people of dark skin who may be wearing jackets are being targeted if they do something that raises suspicions on the public transit system there.
Let's turn now to the photos police have released. What do they show?
These are CCTV images from yesterday. They're four separate pictures that they are showing, taken either on the bus that was targeted or entering or leaving the affected subway stations. They are, in a couple of cases, very clear images. If you know this guy, you know that they're showing, you would recognize him. And we're seeing very clear images of these people. So police are asking Londoners, do you recognize these people? Did you see them yesterday? And most crucially, do you know where they are now?
Very quickly, are these two events 2 weeks ago and yesterday linked?
There are clearly a lot of similarities going on. But at this point, if they have evidence directly linking yesterday and 2 weeks ago, British authorities are not making it public.
Thanks very much, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.